Under the Scope.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Under the Scope. We braved a long line and a long delay, but we did it all for you. And the reason we braved these delays is to bring you a review of the latest film in the Expendables franchise, The Expendables 3. We're on our third one. What is The Expendables, Earl? Earl is back.
Hi, man. How you doing? Good to see you.
Explain The Expendables. Explain The Expendables.
The Expendables is basically a group of...
Mercenaries,
led by Sylvester Stallone.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, in our world, we're like, oh, wow, all the cool 80s action stars have finally gotten together to make a movie.
A bunch of 80s action stars and a bunch of modern-day MMA fighters and some other young studs.
Well, your basic Expendables movie is, you know, hey, you got a mission, something slightly goes wrong, and then everybody's got to go get blowed up.
So, in this film, we pick up in, it was so long, the movie was long. How did it start, even? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember. They went out, Wesley Snipes.
Yes. Is
now a new edition.
That was it. Wesley Snipes.
Jail. Yeah, Wesley Snipes, they bust him out of, like, a super train high.
Yeah, like an armored train thing.
And, this is like a super jail, and, like, but it's off the record, as we find out. But anyways, yeah, they finally found Wesley Snipes. They wanted to find him 10 years ago, but he's got it out, and he's all crazy. He can fight like anybody.
He's a cool cat.
What?
He's a cool cat.
He's great. He's got awesome little one-liners. He's picking the movie right up, left and right.
He likes to wear some natty duds, some threads.
I wish you wouldn't have shaved. I wish you would have kept that.
He likes to keep it clean. Likes to keep it clean.
He did.
Once Wesley joins the team, they go on another mission where they discover that a certain person from the past is not dead. He's not dead. And this guy is Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson's in this movie, guys.
And you know what? I'll say it. I'm ready for a fight in case you disagree. Mel Gibson stole the damn movie.
I am not going to disagree with you on that. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Anyway, so my God, it's Mel Gibson!
Terry Crews is also aboard, and then, of course, this mission goes terribly wrong, and Stallone decides that he's done, shutting the team down.
Because he's scared to lose... He's been with them for 3 films.
Yes.
He's scared to lose him as friend. They weren't friends before, but now they are. And he doesn't want them to die, because he knows... Mel Gibson is the goddamned road warrior, and you're just not going to survive that.
Then Han Solo shows up, and he says, look,
Bruce Willis,
Rocky, I need you to go on one last mission. I need you to go get the road warrior.
Yeah, Harrison Ford is now... Indiana Solo shows up, and apparently Bruce Willis is not in this film. That was a surprise to me. I kept waiting for Bruce to pop up. But
not in this
Harrison
one.
Ford He's is out the, of the new picture. Bruce Willis.
He is.
And Schwarzenegger's having fun, so he sticks around some more. Anyways, so now he breaks up the team. He hangs out with Frasier.
Kelsey Grammer. And so he needs to put together a new team because he's the old guys. He doesn't want them to see them die. He needs some young, reckless punks to go on this new mission and capture Mel Gibson.
And they go on the craziest... Because I was sitting there thinking, it was like, they went to New York, then Wyoming, then Mexico.
That wasn't the most optimized travel plan.
Yeah, they
I noticed that, too.
But it was still pretty cool. Well, they did the classic stop, now here's this guy, and then, you know, and then this girl.
And Sylvester Stallone had a new outfit every time. I was like, what is he wearing?
Casually,
they all had crazy outfits. That had to have been planned. That couldn't have been accidental. He puts together the new team, and off they go, and we're into the bulk of the movie.
This is what I thought was an interesting point, because at this point, they kind of show how the newer action films are versus the older ones. Because Stallone's like, I got a plan, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that would work in 1985.
Yeah.
And then they get into the whole high-tech, well, we shut off security, and we sneak through here, and we open up that. And
So the new team has, like, an action sports star, and it has a special weapons guy, it has a computer hacker guy who is also into extreme free climbing, and it has a female. This is a new thing.
Awesome.
And she's very good.
I'm in love with her.
So, anyway, you've got the contrasting the new and the old. Of course, inevitably, the old Expendables are going to join the fray at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe by the...
I was honest.
Maybe by the final third act blowout, they might show up.
I was kind of actually worried about that. I was like, what are you doing, Stallone? I didn't come here to watch these people.
No. It's going to be old and new working together for the betterment of mankind.
So they do a stupid thing by putting a road warrior in a car to transport him. And he's like, he's the road warrior. And of course,
we don't need to talk about the plot anymore. We're done talking about plot. We're talking about the actual, like, what do we think about the film now? So I'll let you start. What are your initial thoughts on the film?
I gotta say
we've got 5 minutes left.
Hold
it. Keeping it tight. Let's go.
Is the battery getting low?
No. I gotta go edit this thing and post it.
That's a movie thing. Anyway, listen, damn it.
Batteries, we're at 3% battery.
So getting back...
Look, I've hacked the camera to block the radio signal so we don't blow up, okay?
Thank God.
Just so you know.
Good. He's got
3% battery left. Go ahead.
Listen, I gotta say, out of all the Expendable film, and I'll tell you my honest thing, I've seen most of one.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen all of two.
I've seen none of that one either. I saw the first 10 minutes of the first one, I turned it off.
Anyway, I gotta say, out of all three Expendable films, this one is hands down the best.
Is it?
I gotta say so. It took Stallone 3 times to figure out how to make this thing right. Because the first one was dry as a fart just from the scenes I saw.
Dry as a fart. Boy, I don't know. I've had some wet farts.
Thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm. I gotta be honest.
Lay off the Taco Bell.
I'm always honest with my
audience. Lay off the Taco Bell.
Well, I like a bean burrito. I can't help it.
Maybe you wouldn't be slishing as you walk. Anyways, Expendables 2 had more
time. Slishing.
Expendables 2, but I think what it was, I think it gets down to the director, because Stallone directed the first one, and he was nostalgic about it, and you could just tell, because there's just tons of, you know, guys, we're trapped here, you know, we all mean something.
More gravel if you're going to do a Stallone.
Yeah. Simon, I can't do it. Right
Go ahead.
I'm too excited.
Carry on.
Simon West did the second one. He does good, but yet bad action film, but that's why Expendables 2 was better than the first one, because they had fun with it. And this new guy came out of nowhere. I don't know who he is. This is his second feature film, but he managed to get in. The end of this film, the last 40 minutes of this film, is a goddamn stunt spectacular of violence.
And I would agree with you on that. I think part of my big problem with the final action sequence is its reliance on bullshit computer hackery. But really, if you're gonna start picking on that, then you can start picking apart the entire film. It's a glaring thing for me, and I have a problem with bullshit computer hackery in films in general. See it here just makes me angry. But whatever, it's an Expendables movie.
Yeah, it's just to buy time. That's all it was. It wasn't like, you know, it saved the day or anything. It just bought time. But I mean, goddamn, it was. And don't let the PG-13 rating scare you. I was actually surprised it was PG-13.
It's very violent. But again, the MPAA doesn't care about violence. It only cares about swears and sex, so...
Yeah, and beheadings.
My thoughts on this film is, I thought whenever there was an action sequence, I thought it was successful. Because you said, nonstop stunt spectacular.
They kept it going.
The closing scene is great. There's other scenes in the beginning and in the middle that are just... They're fun to watch. Yeah. It's great. And that's what you pay... to see an Expendables scene. You get a lot of little one-liners. You get a lot of... Everyone gets their little moment to shine, and it's good fun. Anytime it's just a regular talky-talk scene in between, dreadfully boring, in my opinion. I was like, ugh, this is painful.
Unless
of these people are not good actors.
Unless Mel Gibson was doing the talking.
Now, there are the exceptions.
Antonio Banderas!
There are three people in this film that make it, I think, worth watching. Number one, Antonio Banderas.
Oh my God, he's
this talkative Spaniard. Apparently, he was a former army guy. I didn't quite understand everything he said, but he wants to kill real bad.
Yeah,
and he wants a job, and he will do whatever it takes to get there, and he's very excited, and he's just fun and flamboyant, and is definitely the comedy relief of this film, but he's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and the problem is they won't hire him, because as it says, Stallone...
He
wants young people.
And Antonio's got a little gray. He's got a little gray. We can relate to Antonio Banderas. Number two, Mel Gibson.
He's back.
It's amazing the contrast when you see him acting against a Stallone, and Stallone is just wooden and stone-faced. Maybe that's the way he's supposed to be, but Gibson is just, like, tearing up scenery and just really getting into this villain role, and maybe he goes over the top a little bit at times, but it fits into the film just fine.
I gotta say, he's probably the first guy that I actually said, this guy's actually posing a threat.
There's, like, it's hard not to notice the contrast between someone who can act like he can, you know, and whether... Forget about his character faults. In this film, you contrast him against some of the other actors, and it's the contrast could not be more stark. So, hey, good for him. And number three, Wesley Snipes.
Yeah,
he's not doing a Mel Gibson caliber performance, but he is making the most of his scenes, and he's got a little bit of mystery about him. He's a cool cat.
That's another guy. Wesley Snipes is also bad. I haven't seen him on the screen in like 100 years.
Yeah, it's great. I'm happy to see him.
You can tell he's happy to be back kicking some ass.
You have anything else you want to say about this before we give it a score?
It's the best one out of the three. I already said that.
All right, so let's give it a score.
The Scope score is 3 stars.
Hey, by the freak of math, 3 stars. He went high, I went a little lower. Averages out, we're at 3 stars. Definitely against the grain as far as reviews for this movie go. But you know what? If you're a fan of this type of movie, you're probably going to have a good time.
If you want to see some good action sequences, because a lot of movies really stink with them these days, mm-hmm. every now and then you get a nice gem like The Last Mission Impossible. But if you want to see nice, choreographed, blow-em-up fighting action, check out this movie.
I usually don't like films that would be put in the mindless or brainless category. And I don't know if I would even consider this completely mindless or completely brainless. It's definitely silly, fun action. It's not solving problems in the world or posing any sort of big philosophical questions. But you know what? It's fun. You know, and if you can get past the kind of what I call the dreadfully boring parts in the middle, you'll probably have a good time.
And know your Schwarzenegger lines.
And if you can overlook some of the, get to the Joppa.
I lied.
If you can get past some of the dodgy special effects at time, I think you'll have a good time at the movies.
Yes. The special effects were definitely better in this one.
They're still a little rough at time. They're still obviously digital effects.
Part 2 really had some rough effect.
Anyway. That's enough. We're not talking about 1, 2. We're talking about 3.
3.
Expendables 3, 3 stars.
Not in 3D.
If you like what we do, you can always like, comment, and subscribe. And for Earl, I'm Jared. This has been Under the Scope, and we will see you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying arrivederci. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.